Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Welcome back. This is going to be the second part of a new series that we started between Christianity and Islam. In the previous episode, we discussed some similarities and some differences between the two, and just kind of gave an overview. But for this week, we're going to get more into depth about Jesus. And obviously, Jesus is the biggest part of Christianity, because that's what Christianity is founded upon, is Jesus. So it's important that we talk about this first, in my opinion, about what each religion believes in Jesus and who Jesus truly was. First things first, who is Jesus? I think it's important to understand that the Quran teaches about Jesus, but it does not represent the true Jesus Christ or his teachings. So the Jesus of the Quran is a little bit different than the Jesus of the New Testament. It's true that there are some similarities, but overall, and there's some crucial teachings that are very different from each other. So I want to highlight those and dig in deeper about who Jesus really was. In the New Testament, we're also warned of false prophets and wrong depictions of Christ. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 through 4, it says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, nor if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." So right here it's talking about other prophets preaching a different type of Jesus. And this is similar to Islam, in the fact that Islam teaches a Jesus, but it's not specifically the Jesus that's talked about as in the New Testament, as in the eyewitnesses, as in those people who actually dwelt with Jesus and ate with Jesus. So there's definitely going to be false prophets that preach a different type of Jesus. And Islam is Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. He is one of these false prophets. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." So, like we talked about last time, Muhammad had the Quran revealed to him by the angel Gabriel. That's based on the Quran. So Muhammad had a revelation from the spirit Gabriel, the angel Gabriel. And clearly we know this couldn't have been an angel of the true God, because this revelation can include stuff about Jesus that is not true about the Jesus of the Bible. So this is another example of the spirit of Antichrist coming upon Muhammad to give him this false teaching about these false teachings about Jesus. With that being said, I have this broken up into several different attributes of Jesus that I want to talk about. Not necessarily attributes, but information about Jesus according to the Quran in comparison to the New Testament. So this will probably be a multi-episode part because there's a lot about Jesus that I want to talk about. The first point, or at least for this first episode, we're going to talk about his birth. How does that compare to Islam? And then we're going to talk about him being the Messiah. And we're also going to talk about his death. And there's some crucial differences between Islam and Christianity based on that. So first, I want to get into his birth. So in Islam, Jesus goes by Isa, or excuse me if I'm saying this wrong, but Isa ibn Maryam in the Quran, which means Jesus, son of Mary. So they believe that Jesus came from Mary, and they also believe Mary was a virgin, and she's revered in Islam. Surah chapter 3, or Surah 3, verses 42 through 51, in just a portion of that, it says, "And remember when the angel said, O Mary, surely Allah has selected you, purified you, and chosen you over all women of the world." That's just a little excerpt of those verses, 42 through 51. And let me look that up real quick so I can read you that full. That full section of scripture. Let's see. And when I say scripture in this context, I'm talking about the Quran, not the correct scripture, but let's see, 342 through 51. It says, "And remember when the angel said, O Mary, surely Allah has selected you, purified you, and chosen you over all the women of the world. O Mary, be devout to your Lord, prostrate yourself in prayer, and bow along with those who bow down. This is news of the unseen that we reveal to you, O Prophet. You were not with them when they cast lots to decide who would be Marian's guardian, nor were you there when they argued about it. Remember when the angels proclaimed, O Mary, Allah gives you good news of a word from him. His name will be Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, honored in this world and the hereafter. And he will be one of those nearest to Allah. And he will speak to people in his infancy and adulthood and will be one of the righteous. Mary wondered, My Lord, how can I have a child when no man has ever touched me? As an angel replied, So will it be. Allah creates what he wills. When he decrees a matter, he simply tells it be, and it is. And Allah will teach him writing and wisdom, the Torah and the Gospel, and make him a messenger to the children of Israel to proclaim, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. I will make for you a bird from clay, breathe into it, and it will become a real bird by Allah's will. I will heal the blind and the leper and raise the dead to life by Allah's will, and I will prophesize what you eat and store in your houses. Surely in this is a sign for you if you truly believe. And I will confirm the Torah revealed before me and legalize some of what had been forbidden to you. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, so be mindful of Allah and obey me. Surely Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him alone. This is the straight path." Toward the end, it's talking about Jesus will say these things. But it's clear to see that in Islam, they acknowledge that Mary was chosen, was blessed among all the women, so that Allah or God chose her. And so this is kind of reciprocated in the Bible, it makes you think that some of this stuff was pulled from the Bible to fit into Islam. But in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, it says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of this and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And so that you can kind of see how there's really strong similarities between Islam and Christianity when it comes to Jesus' birth. But when it comes to Jesus in general, there's some key differences. In Surah chapter 19, it talks about Mary in great detail, and it provides details not mentioned or told about in the Bible. We can't necessarily trust in those, because this revelation was given to Muhammad close to 600, 700 years from when Jesus was born. So it's a little bit unreliable to trust in those things. And again, like I talked about last episode, of how we should really rely on the New Testament, of things that are spoken about the people of the New Testament. And in verse 30 of chapter 19, it even states that Jesus spoke some things as an infant. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Let's see here. Sorry, just give me a second. I wanted to talk about just a second about how, yes, we revere Mary, but at the same time, there are sects of Christianity that worship Mary. Mary was blessed, for sure, but she was also human. That's another thing we need to take note of. We're not to worship Mary as God. I believe in some sects it even says that she's the Queen of Heaven. Mary was used as a vessel to bring Christ into the world. But by no means was she any perfect. We know from the New Testament that Jesus was the only one that was perfect to be sacrificed. So I just wanted to quickly state that, and we'll probably talk about that in future podcasts, but that's one thing to keep in mind. Secondly, to move on from the birth of Jesus, Jesus has the unique title of Al-Masih in Arabic, which means Messiah. So what does Messiah mean? In short, Messiah is essentially a deliverer or savior to a particular group. In Christianity, there are many prophecies in the house of Israel that speak about their deliverer. We recognize Jesus as the Messiah because of all the prophecies that he fulfilled from the Old Testament. Surah 4, verses 171 through 172, it says, O people of the scripture, do not commit excess in your religion or say about Allah except the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary. So the Quran refers to Jesus as the Messiah. Was but a messenger of Allah and his word, which he directed to Mary, and a soul created at a command from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers, and do not say, three, desist. It is better for you. Indeed, Allah is but one God. Exalted is he above having a son. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Insufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs. The Messiah would never be too proud to be a servant of Allah, nor would the angels nearest to Allah. Those who are too proud and arrogant to worship him will be brought before him altogether. Okay, so right here it talks about, in the Quran, about Jesus being the Messiah, but it also goes a little further to say that Jesus would not be proud and call himself God, where it says right here, the Messiah would never be too proud to be a servant of Allah. So it says right here that that Jesus would never claim to be God. We're going to talk about that in the next episode, but I want to make sure it's known that Jesus is recognized as Messiah in the Quran. In verse 171, it is even calling for the denial of the Trinity. So it says, do not say three, desist. It is better for you. So it's pretty much calling for a denial of the Trinity, God, Son, and God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So even in verses that call Jesus the Messiah, there's some crucial differences from Islam and the Christian faith. Surah 5, verses 72 through 75. Those who say Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary, so those who say Jesus is God, have certainly fallen into disbelief. The Messiah himself said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Whoever associates others with Allah in worship will surely be forbidden paradise by Allah. Their home will be the fire, and the wrongdoers will have no helpers. Those who say Allah is one in a trinity have certainly fallen into disbelief. There is only one God. If they do not say this, or if they do not stop saying this, those who disbelieve among them will be afflicted with a painful punishment. Will they not turn to Allah in repentance and seek his forgiveness? And Allah is all forgiving and most merciful. The Messiah, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. Many messengers had come and gone before him. His mother was a woman of truth. They both ate food. See how we make the signs clear to them, yet see how they are deluded from the truth. So like I said earlier, Mary was a normal woman. She was blessed, but she was flesh like all of us. They're attributing the same attributes to Jesus and the Quran, like Mary. They said they both ate food. See how we make the signs clear to them, yet see how they all deluded from the truth. So they respect Jesus as a messenger, but they denounce his power or his claims of being God. And like I said, we're going to talk more about Jesus claiming to be God in the next episode. So I hope you tune into that. Just some prophecies about his birth, life, death, and resurrection prove that he was the Messiah. And I'm just going to give you these verses because I'm going to do another episode series on Old Testament prophecies. But if you want to do a little studying, when it comes to his birth, look up Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. And then with respect to his birth as well, look up Matthew. Just read the whole book of Matthew. Also, look at 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. And look up Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 33. And so all those will show you how Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament and came to be in the New Testament. In Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16, that's where it talks about how Jesus, the deliverer, will be born of a virgin and will be called Emmanuel. And then that corresponds with Matthew, where the angel comes to Mary and Joseph and talks about this prophecy. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 16, this is where David gets told that his throne will continue forever. And then in Luke, that's where the angel speaks to Mary and confirms the prophecy of Jesus being the lineage, the last of the lineage, for his throne to reign forever. If you want to look at his life and the resurrection, his life and death, his life, rejection, death, and resurrection, a good one will be to read the end of chapter 52 and all of 53 of Isaiah. Like I said earlier, we'll go into further depth with some Old Testament prophecies of Jesus in another episode series, but if you wanted to read a little bit more about these prophecies that Jesus fulfilled as being the Messiah. The reason I'm not covering them in right here is because both Islam and Christianity believe Jesus was the Messiah. But I wanted to give you some verses so that you can study, if you want to, of how Jesus proved to be the Messiah. Like I said, we're going to cover those in a future series of Old Testament prophecies. Another thing too, if we look at the woman at the well, she recognizes Jesus as the Messiah. Obviously, we know the story. He says, "You drink this water, you'll continue to thirst. But if you drink the water I'll provide you, it'll be living water, and you'll thirst no more." And obviously Jesus revealed to her that he knew that she had five husbands. When they're in this interaction, when it gets to chapter 20 or verse 25 in John chapter 4, it says, "The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way in the city and said to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him." So Jesus right here, he tells this woman at the well that he is this Messiah. He is Christ. This is another example of Jesus proclaiming the things that are, Jesus proclaiming that he's fulfilling prophecy from the Old Testament. And we'll talk about that again when we talk about how Jesus proclaims to be God in the next episode. We talked about his birth with Mary. We talked about Jesus being labeled as the Messiah. And then the last one I want to do for this episode is there is a claim from the Quran that Jesus did not die, but he was appeared to have been crucified. So I want to talk about that for a second. In Surah chapter 4, verses 157 and 158, it says, "And for boasting, we killed the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger to Allah, but they neither killed nor crucified him. It was only made to appear so. Even those who argue for this crucifixion are in doubt. They have no knowledge whatsoever, only making assumptions. They certainly did not kill him. Rather, Allah raised him up to himself, and Allah is almighty, all wise." Okay. So, another thing I want to bring up too is the Quran also speaks into taking consideration the scriptures. So, one thing I want to bring to light is when it says he was appeared to, this is a huge contradiction with the scriptures of the New Testament, because there's many eyewitnesses of his resurrection, of his death, of his crucifixion, and it's crazy to me how Islam completely throws out the eyewitnesses, completely disregards them, and says that he didn't even die. Jesus, before he was crucified, even said, even foretold of his sacrifice. So it's remarkable to me how this is believed, that Jesus didn't even die. Not necessarily to say that, not even talking about the resurrection, but just his death in general. You know, Jesus, like I said earlier, Jesus foretold his death and his resurrection. The accounts of all the people who saw him crucified, almost the whole New Testament talks about his crucifixion and his resurrection, and how we are saved by the sacrifice that he gave for us. And even the accounts of those people who placed him in the tomb and saw him before he ascended. I'm going to play a video, if it'll let me. Sorry, wrong thing. Maybe I can get it pulled up here in a second. Let's exit out of that. All right.
Jesus did not die on the cross. The Quran says in Surah 4, verse 157, "Wa ma qataluhu wa ma salabuhu wa lakin shubbiha lahum." He was not killed, nor was he crucified, but so it was made to appear, is what it says. Christians believe Jesus died on the cross. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, it says it everywhere. Jesus died on the cross. So you can't give me this stuff about both religions being true. They contradict each other. Either one of them is true or neither of them. So I needed to know which one it was. I studied the evidence. It took me 4 years, but I got to a point where I realized the evidence for Christianity was very strong. Very strong. And the evidence for Islam was far weaker than I originally thought. Far weaker. I wish I could go into the details, but I don't have time. But I want to convey this to you. I had a family that I loved and that loved me. I was the only son in this family. And understand, in Eastern cultures, sons are very important in their families. The son kind of carries the name of the family forward. And I was the only one. And so my family had all its hopes kind of on me.
So that's an example of a former Muslim who came to the realization that Jesus had died, and that was part of his conversion of conversion to Christianity, as acknowledging that Jesus died, and then later accepting that his death and resurrection was the sacrifice for our sins. So it's important to be able to know where in the Bible it talks about Jesus's death, to be able to reach these people, because that might be the crucial moment of turning somebody to Christ, is having them acknowledge that Jesus actually did die. And Jesus in his resurrected body even states in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 48, that he had risen from the dead. In Luke 24, verses 44 through 48, it says, "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, whether I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto him, It is written, and thus it behooved Jesus to suffer, and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." So there were many witnesses of his death and his resurrection. And like I said, of his sacrifice that he gave for us. It also brings into question that the Allah of Islam cannot be the same God of Christianity. Because there are clear differences regarding Jesus' death. We know in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, that God is not the author of confusion. If Jesus truly hadn't died, then there was an extreme confusion among the saints. The act of making it appear that Jesus had died, but not really dying, is an act of confusion in and of itself. So if the God of the Bible is the same as Allah of the Quran, I think everything kind of falls apart. So you have to choose one or the other of which one's true. Like I said, God doesn't act in confusion. So the fact that Allah believes that there's a lot of eyewitnesses of Jesus that were that believe in the crucifixion and stuff like that, but he didn't really, then Allah would be full of confusion. The Quran even states that as a baby, Jesus said that he would die and come back to life. In Surah 19, verses 30 through 34, Jesus declared, "I am truly a servant of Allah. He has destined me to be given the Scripture and to be a prophet. He has made me a blessing wherever I go, and bid me to establish prayer and give alms tax as long as I live, and to be kind to my mother. He has not made me arrogant or defiant. Peace be upon me the day I was born, the day I died, and the day I will be raised back to life." So this is Jesus that said that. Peace be upon me the day I was born, the day I die, and the day I will be raised back to life. That is Jesus, son of Mary, and this is a word of truth about which they dispute. This is another contradiction of the Quran. In Surah chapter 4, or in Surah 4 that we talked about earlier, it states that it was only made to appear as if he had been crucified and that he didn't actually die. But here in Surah 19, Jesus explicitly states that he will die and be raised again. We know that Jesus predicted his death and resurrection in the Bible again. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 through 19, Jesus said, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. So this is Jesus foretelling of his crucifixion and his resurrection. In Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 33, it said, "Then he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and on the third day he shall rise again. But, so there's clear evidence of Jesus proclaiming to die, and to be risen up again. But just to die in general, you can't be raised up again if you haven't died first. So a key difference between Christianity and Islam is just even the death of Jesus. But I want you to look even further than that. Not only do the Gospels talk in length about his death and resurrection, but there are also non-Christian sources that reference his death. I'm going to play another video real quick.
This historian, who is also an atheist, dismantled the claim of Islam that Jesus was never crucified. Watch this.
Next thing would be, how much can we be sure about the crucifixion of Jesus and whether he was indeed crucified?
Right. I know in Islam, the teaching is that he was not actually crucified. I think on a historical basis, Jesus was absolutely crucified. I think that there is, as a historian, there's almost no doubt about that. And in case your audience doesn't know, I don't identify as a Christian. I was raised a Christian, but I'm an atheist now. I don't have a particular stake in any of this information personally. But I think the crucifixion of Jesus is probably one of the best attested events of his life. It's found all over the place in our early sources. It's even mentioned by non-Christian sources.
The crucifixion of Jesus is one of the most attested historical events. If Islam is getting that wrong, I wonder what other claims they have gotten wrong. Let me know your thoughts in the comments, and click on follow and subscribe for more.
So there's another example of even non-Christians being able to accept that Jesus actually died. It's more or less a historical piece of evidence of Jesus being crucified. And so another source, and this is one of the strongest sources of a non-Christian placing Jesus and talking about his death, not included in the Bible, is Flavius Josephus. I hope I'm saying that right. But he was a Jewish historian in the first century, and he provides some of the most significant and relevant evidence of Jesus' existence. Like I said, from a non-Christian source, he was a Jew. In his work, Jewish Antiquities, he talks about Jesus' life in 1863, or chapter 18, verse 63, not the year 1863, but it briefly references his life, death, and supposed resurrection. I say supposed because he was a Jew and didn't believe in it. But in Antiquities, chapter 18, verse 63, it says, About this time lived Jesus, a wise man, if indeed one ought to call him a man, for he was the achiever of extraordinary deeds, and was a teacher of those who accept the truth gladly. He won over many Jews and many of the Greeks. He was the Messiah. When he was indicted by the principal man among us, and Pilate condemned him to be crucified, those who had come to love him originally did not cease to do so, for he appeared to them on the third day restored to life, as the prophets of the deity had foretold these and countless other marvelous things about him, and the tribe of the Christians, so named after him, has not disappeared to this day. And these writings right here were dated back to the first century, dated back to around the same time that that the New Testament was dated. And so based on historical evidence and eyewitness testimonies, and even people who aren't Christian, they say that Jesus had died. Whether they believe that Jesus was God or not is completely different, but the recognition of his death is pretty pretty common knowledge among many people, which, again, that's why I say it's kind of weird that Islam does not believe in this crucifixion, whereas the rest of the world does. Next episode, we're going to talk about how Jesus was God, how Islam does not, Islam says that Jesus does not claim to be God. I mentioned that briefly in this episode, but we're going to dive deeper into that next episode. I hope you'll continue listening to these. I hope they're helping kind of understand what Muslims believe, so that we can be able to reach them a little bit better. I encourage you to listen to our next episode. I appreciate everybody that's listening, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, a good week. I'll see you again. I'll see you again soon. All right. But Jesus.